当我今天早上其实在这里听到他们唱完以后
came, you know, I came in, it was quiet, and they finished that song. Everyone was like, wow.
他们在这里练习的时候 大家听了他们唱了以后
大家都非常的惊叹 And then I had to grab the lyrics that they use, and I was like, wow, let me see what they're singing about.
然后我就拿了歌本来看看他们唱的是什么
And then I saw, this is a really powerful word.
我意识到这确实是非常非常有力量的字句
Because we all have different times in our life where we feel something like this.
我知道我们大家在不同的时间段可能都会有这种感觉
And some of you may feel it this morning.
或许你们当中有些人今天早上正在经历这样的感觉
Is your burden heavy as you bear it all alone? No, no, it's okay. Just say it from your heart, sister.
那你的就是你内心的那个重担，是不是使你非常的焦虑呢？
Are you growing weary as you struggle in life?
那你在生命当中的挣扎，是不是使你非常感觉到非常的疲惫？
Are you living with sorrow in your life?
那你的生命当中是不是充满了悲伤？
When you think about the future, does it press on you with worry and care?
那你想到你的未来的时候，是不是你感充满到就是感觉到非常的悲伤，压力非常大。
Have you almost lost your way?
你是不是正在迷失方向？
Well, Jesus will help you.
那耶稣会帮助你。
When you come to Him today.
当你今天来到他面前的时候，他会帮助你。
He is always there.
他一直在那里。
He hears every prayer.
他听到你的每一句祷告。
He is faithful and true.
他是信实的。
So when you get discouraged,
当你受到挫折的时候,
remember what to do.
那你要记得该如何做。
You need to go and meet with Jesus.
你要去与耶稣见面。
I mean, that's a serious song.
这是一个非常严肃的圣诗。
Man, several months ago, I had finished all of my cancer treatment.
那几个月前呢，就是我的癌症治疗呢已经结束了。
And since then, there have been some brothers and sisters who have asked me.
那从那个时候呢，就有一些兄弟姐妹在问我。
When are you going to preach about your experiences?
他们呢就问我呢，我什么时候呢能够讲一讲，站在讲台上讲一讲我的经历。
When are you going to share with us what God had brought you through?
那你什么时候呢能够跟我们分享一下神所带领你经过的这一切？
We see that you and your family went through so much.
我们也看到你和你的家人呢一同经历了这么多。
To have to go through brain surgery, to have to go through radiation, through treatment. When are you going to share this with us?
你们一起经历了就是脑部的开刀，还有放疗，化疗等等。 那你什么时候能够跟我们一起分享一下呢？
And whenever I'm asked that,
那无论何时呢，有人这样问我的时候，
I have two thoughts going on inside of me.
那在我内心呢，其实有两种想法。
Number one, although I am a very transparent and open person.
那第一个想法呢，就是呢，虽然呢，我是一个其实非常透明的一个人，我也是非常的开放。
I try to be as careful as I can as to what I preach on the pulpit.
但是呢，当我站在讲台上正道的时候呢，我呢一定尽量的小心。
When I'm not preaching,
当我不在正道的时候,
you can come and ask me anything.
你可以跑过来问我任何的问题。
And if God allows me to, God permits me to, I'm an open book. I will share with you virtually anything.
如果神允许的话呢, 我可以毫无保留的可以分享一切。
But when I'm preaching,
但是当我在正道的时候,
I know my purpose is to exalt God.
我知道我证道的目的呢是要 遵从神
and to bring truth from scripture out to brothers and sisters.
我的目的呢是要把从圣经里的真理呢带给大家兄弟姐妹。
Now let me clarify, I don't think it's wrong to use your testimony in your sermon in any way. I think that's fine.
也让我澄清一下，就是如果用你自己个人见证来证道，这是没有错误的。
But knowing myself,
但是知道我很了解我自己。
I'm afraid to unintentionally exalt me.
我很了解我自己，如果我这样做的呢，我做的话呢，我很害怕，我有可能会就是不经意的就把自己高举了。
So I always want to be on guard.
所以呢，我对这一点呢是非常的小心。
I want to make sure that what goes on a Sunday morning is not people looking at a man, but that through that man they'll be able to see God.
我要确定呢，就是每个礼拜天早上呢，大家所看到的呢，不是就是我这个人，而是通过我这个人能够看到，主。
I have another thought when people ask me that.
当大家问我这个问题的时候呢，我还有另外一个想法。
There's too much to share.
另外想法就是有实在是有太多的没有办法与大家一一分享。
I kept a journal through all of last year.
去年呢，其实呢，我都有写日记。
And there's a lot.
有很多很多的事情。
There's a lot that God had brought me through.
其实啊，神带领我走过了很多。
And some of it is a little bit raw for me still.
那其中有一些事情呢，我想起来呢，可能还是有一些，就是有些稍微有一些痛苦。
That's why recently when I was asked to share, I actually shared more testimonies about Bex than myself.
那其实最近呢，就是有人问我要分享分享一些经历，但是其实我感觉我分享更多的呢是关于我太太的，而不是我自己的。
But for some reason this week.
但是呢，for某种原因。
The Lord helped me in my reasoning, and I believe he gave me permission to share with you my life in order to exalt him.
但是呢，这个礼拜呢，不知为什么，我总觉得神呢，就是帮助我，也允许我，就是分享我的经历。通过分享我的经历呢，来我们大家能够遵从神。
And I want to demonstrate to you the truth and the power of His Word.
我希望呢，能够展现给大家看到神的真理和他的大能。
And to show the power of His Word and the Holy Spirit in my life.
那通过我的生命呢，可以展现给大家看到。他话语的力量和圣灵的力量。
So maybe in the future I'll find some other things to bring out, but for this morning, God led me to share one particular time and struggle during this last year.
那或许呢，今后呢，我可以呢，就是跟大家分享一些其他的一些事情。但是今天早上呢，我的感动呢是分享，就是有一个就是一个特别的早上。
It was from one particular morning in this last year. And what I'll be preaching from, if you would turn your Bibles open to it, is 2 Corinthians chapter 4. You see it up there, verse 7.
那我们今天的经文呢是在哥林多后书四章。大家能够打开圣经到哥林多后书。
We'll read the word, and then I will go to God in prayer.
我们先来读他的话语。
Verse 7. But we have this treasure in jars of clay, to show that the surpassing power belongs to God, and not to us. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed; perplexed, but not driven to despair; persecuted.But not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our bodies.
我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里， 要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。我们四面受敌，却不被困住；心里作难，却不致失望；遭逼迫，却不被丢弃；打倒了，却不致死亡。身上常带着耶稣的死，使耶稣的生也显明在我们的身上。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you for your unceasing faithfulness to us.
父神，我们感谢你对我们永远不变的信实。
I'm sure I'm not alone when I want to give you thanks for always being there for us.
我知道不仅仅是我一个人，我知道我们大家都想感恩于你，因为你常常与我们同在。
And oftentimes it is in these times of suffering that we get to, in this hardship, we get to experience you the most.
通常特别是在我们经历困难痛苦的时候，我们能够经历到更多的你。
And Lord, I know that we all have experienced those times where we are in deep sorrow.
我知道，神啊，我们大家都经历过那种痛苦的时光。
We are thinking about our future, we are thinking about tomorrow, and there's a sense of anxiety and worry, and we may feel overwhelmed by the storms that we face in our life.
那我们想着我们的未来，想着我们的明天，那我们慢慢就变成了非常的焦虑。我们想着我们所要经，我们要面临的风暴，我们就非常的我们就非常的焦急。
But we already know that those of us with faith.
但是我们特别是我们已经在你里面有信心的那些人，已经知道。
That, as the choir just saying, just reach out, just draw near to Jesus.
因为有诗歌说。我们只需要，我们只需要来接近你，来接近你。
And that your peace will come upon us.
那你的平安就能降在我们身上。
So Father, we want to glorify you and exalt you this morning.
所以，父神，我们今天早上要荣耀你，要尊崇你。
Speak to us as we listen to you.
我们请你，我们在我们聆听你的时候，我们请你与我们说话。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen. So I want to share with you one morning that I had.
我想大家想与大家分享，就是一个有一个一个早上。
It was a struggle that I had for that day primarily, and I did not. So it's not a typical thing that I went through, but it was this.Particular morning that I had a very deep struggle in my cancer journey.
就在那个特别的，就是非常特别的那个早上，在我这个与癌症对抗的这个路程上呢，我有一个非常就是非常特殊的感觉。
And it was as if I had walked again into a very dark valley.
就感觉好像我又回到了一个黑谷当中。
And that the storm clouds were all around me.
那乌云满布，风暴也将来临。
This was already after the doctors had diagnosed that my cancer, after my surgery, as the radiologist looked at it and the doctors looked at it, they said the bad news that my cancer that had grown back in my brain was...Way more aggressive.
那这呢，其实是已经在我动了手术以后，也完成了那个放疗以后，那医生和放疗师呢就跟我讲，那我的癌症其实已经恶化了，而且比以前更糟糕。
10 to 15 years before last year, I had a grade 2 oligodendroglioma. So a glioma is that cancer.
那个10到15年前，从去年开始算的话，我是被诊断就是二期的那个胶质细胞脑瘤。
And even though brain cancer is already bad,
那个时候其实那个其实就是脑癌，仅仅是脑癌就已经是很糟糕的事情了。
The doctors had said grade 2 is still slow growing.
那医生跟我讲呢，二期呢还是就生长非常比较慢的。
And it is more predictable in the way you can monitor it.
那你也可以就是观察，也可以，也可以就是，比较能够控制。
And at that time, they said, "Good thing, you should thank God that it is not a grade three."
那个时候，他们跟我讲，你应该感谢你的神，这不是第三期。
Because when you have a grade three,
因为如果是第三期的话
，that's when it's considered unpredictable.And very aggressive.
那这个时候呢，就不可以不能预料，而且是非常恶性程度非常高的。
That's why as soon as they saw growth that was a little bit unpredictable, and it was sudden, they said we need to take this out.
所以当他们看到我的脑瘤有一点点恢复的迹象，他们马上就说我们一定要把这个拿掉。
But at this point, I had already gone through the surgery.
那其实那个时候我已经就是做过第一次手术
了。And my neurologist is one of the best in the world.
那我的那个医生呢是其实世界上最好最有名的一个医生。
One of the 最有名的。
最有名的医生之一。
And he said he got most of what like he said it was successful and that he got it out.
那这个脑外科医生跟我讲，其实他说他把所有的那个肿瘤都拿掉了。
But of course, my oncologist reminds me that all it takes is one cell.
当然，我的肿瘤医生也跟我讲，仅仅只需要一颗癌细胞。
One cell and a drop of blood, and you'll have it will multiply and it'll.
只需要一颗癌细胞或者一滴血。
And you would expect one day to have grade 4.
那这些癌细胞又会恢复，那某一天呢，你可能会有第四期的肿脑瘤。
And that's it.
那这就完了。
You're dead.
那就这就完蛋了。
But this one morning.
那今天早上。
I said, 你就死了。You don't want to say that. I know. That's fine. We don't need to put it out there. But this one morning.
但是那天早上。
Out of curiosity.
出于好奇心
but probably more out of foolishness.
当然也可以说是或许是我的愚蠢
I wondered what happens when you have a grade 4.
那我就在想，就在好奇，就是如果是第四期的脑瘤的话，会怎样？
And you already know the mistake that I made.
那你也知道，就是我犯的错误是什么？
Because I pulled out my phone and I started Googling it.
那当然就是我把我的电话拿出来，然后我就在谷歌上搜索。
And all of you who are wiser than me would say, don't Google what you think is going to happen.
那如果比我聪明的人都知道，就是你不要在谷歌上搜索。
Because when you start searching sicknesses and illnesses,
当你在谷歌上搜索这种疾病的话
，that takes you down.
那这个使你感觉会非常的不好。
I didn't even have to read much. I read probably for about 2 minutes.
我仅仅看了两分钟，我不需要看很多。
But maybe because I read so well and so fast. Thank you, mom and dad, for giving me practice.
或许是因为我读得很快。
It felt.Like someone punched my soul inside.
我仅仅读了两分钟，就感觉就是好像有人在我的心里重重的打了一拳。
I have already known that the life expectancy with this particular cancer is not long.
我已经知道，就是这一类型的癌症的人生命不会太长。
I've already known the general effects of how a brain tumor.Consumes the regular working parts of your brain.
我也知道，就是大体上的知道，就是脑瘤的话会对你的功能、身体上的功能的影响。
You could all imagine.
你也可以想象。
A cancer that attacks the brain is going to attack your memories.
那这个脑瘤，影响脑部的话，它也可以影响你的记忆力。
It's going to attack your personality.
它也可以影响你的个性。
It's going to attack how you move.
也可以影响到你如何动。
How you walk.
你如何走路。
Your ability to talk.
甚至影响你说话的能力。
Basically, everything that is in your body is in your brain.
所以啊，因为你身上所有的一切功能，其实都是你的脑子来受，你的脑子来控制的。
Let alone a very short life.
不仅仅是生命会短暂。
And I was reading this, I'm thinking about how my life will play out.
那当我在读当我在看我搜索到的呢，我就在想我的生命我的生活将会如何。
And because I go to City of Hope,
因为我去那个希望之城癌症
中心， I've seen enough brain cancer patients.
我在那里看到非常多的脑瘤病人。
Those who struggle to walk when they're walking in, they're struggling to use their legs.
我看到他们是如何就是挣扎着走路。
They're struggling to use their hands,
their arms.
They're struggling to communicate.
他们挣扎着跟人家交流。
And some of them are being wheeled around in a wheelchair.
那其中有些人呢，就是坐在轮椅上了。
Because the cancer has ravaged their brain.
因为那个脑细胞呢已经破坏了，哦，脑瘤已经破坏了他们的脑细胞。
I was afraid to not remember people, or.My loved ones, the church.
我也害怕呢，就是某一天我可能会不记得任何的人，特别是我所爱的人，我的教会。
Even today,
甚至今天
if I don't remember you much,
如果
or if I forget something, I have an excuse.
如果今天我忘记了一些事情，或者不记得一些详细的事情，我有个理由。
But this morning.That one morning, I was wondering how it's going to impact my family.
但是那天早上呢，我就在想着呢，我的脑瘤将会如何影响我的家庭。
Will I be able to? This always gets me. Will I be able to walk down the aisle, my daughters, when they get married? Will I be there?
当我想到这一点的时候，我就会非常的悲伤，就是。当我的女儿结婚的时候 我能不能陪她们一起走上她们的婚姻礼堂
Will I be able to raise my son to be a man?
那 我 也在想就是我能不能活到就是把我的儿子抚养成人呢
And not just any man, a godly man.
不是说把他抚养成任何一个人而是要把他养成一个神的神的人
Will I be someone who just gets wheeled in the church and they help me sit down right here in a spot in the front, but I have no ministry, I can't do anything, but I just sit here?
那我就在想呢，我会不会某一天呢，也会要坐在轮椅上，那要需要人家把我推到这前面，
And my thoughts just went downhill.
那我呢，越想越糟糕。
And what was a nice sunny morning for me was just living in dark clouds, living in the storm.
那天早上的天气非常好，但是我呢，却在在这个幽暗的深谷当中。
And it's just like this song, though.
就像这首圣诗所唱的，这首诗歌所唱的。
Because it said, "Are you living with sorrow?"
那你是不是活在痛苦之中呢
？And you don't know what to do.
你不知道如何去做。
And that morning, I didn't know what to do.
那个早上我就觉得我真的不知道如何去做。
I honestly did not know what to do.
我很诚恳地和大家说，我真的不知道如何去做。
But I knew one thing.
但是我知道一件事。
That I had to go to God.
我知道的唯一一件事情就是我一定要来到神的面前。
I had to run to my God.
我一定要跑到我的神的面前。
I had to run to my refuge.
我一定要跑到我的避难所。
I had to run to my strength.
我一定要跑到我的力量。
I had to run to the rock stand.
我要跑到我的磐石，我可以站在磐石上。
I had to find myself under his wings.
我要把自己放在他的翅膀之下。
I knew I had to meet with the comforter so that I can get comfort.
我知道我一定要要与这位安慰者相遇，我才能得到安慰。
And I knew I needed His Word, and I needed the Holy Spirit within me to reveal to me the truth that I needed.
我知道我需要他的话语，我需要他的圣灵来展现他把他的真理展现于我。
And immediately God led me to a passage that my pastor had sent to me a few days before.
那马上立刻的，神呢就带领我，想起了一段经文，我的牧者几天前发给我的一段经文。
My pastor, Pastor James, a few days before had texted this to a small group chat for me.
我的牧者，也就是范长老，就是几天之前把这段经文呢，就是发给我们这个小组。
And you know what you do when your pastor sends you a verse, right?
你也知道，如果你的牧者发一段经文给你的话
，I'm like, oh, I know this verse.
那我就在说，我知道这段经文。
This is a good passage.
这是一个非常好的经文。
But I didn't really think about it.
但是呢，你并不就是去深深的思考它。
But because he thought about me.
但是呢，当然我知道他也想
I responded with a heart.
他也在想着我，所以呢，我就用个心回了他。
But this was what he sent me.
但是这就是他发给我的。
And he might have sensed something was going to go down.
Was going to go what?
Was going to go down. Something was going to happen.
Something was going to happen. Maybe, oh, he says, yeah. 或许就是他呢，感觉到可能就是，可能有些事情会发生。
That morning, God brought me to what He sent.
那天早上呢，神就把他就把我带到了就是这段经文面前。
So I started reading in chapter 4.
那我就开始读哥林多后书第四章。
And I got to verse 7.
我读到了第七节。第七节。
But we have this treasure in jars of clay.
我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里。
And I'm like, I'm very clear that I am like a jar of clay. The picture that our brother had picked for this one, the picture that he had picked, let's go back one. Man.Did I feel like a jar of clay that morning?
那我就是很清楚地感觉到我就像这个瓦器。
So easily broken.
非常容易地破碎。
So weak.
非常的软弱。
So unimpressive.
也不就是也没有说非常给人非常好的印象。
Fragile.
非常的脆弱。
And inside is a treasure.
但是在这里面却有宝贝。
The gospel of Christ.
就是基督的福音。
Jesus indwelling in me through the Holy Spirit.
那耶稣通过圣灵住在我里面。
But why? I get that already. I'm a jar of clay. I have a grade 3. I have a grade 3.Cancer aggressively in my brain that was removed, but we don't know. We have pray, we have hope, but I know that I am just a fragile jar of clay.
我知道我是一个很容易破碎的一个瓦器。我有第三期的脑瘤，虽然已经手术，已经手术切除了这个脑瘤。
But why?
但是为什么？
And his word said.To show that the surpassing power belongs to God and not to us.
为什么呢？神的话语说，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
Why? Why am I a jar of clay?
我为什么是一个瓦器呢？
To show that the surpassing power belongs to God, to us.
是为了要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed.
我们四面受敌，却不被困住。
Perplexed, but not driven to despair.
心里作难，却不致失望。
Persecuted, but not forsaken.
遭逼迫，却不被丢弃。
Struck down, but not destroyed.
打倒了，却不致死亡。
And always carrying in the body the death of Jesus.So that the life of Jesus may be manifested in our bodies.
身上常带着耶稣的死，使耶稣的生也显明在我们身上。
See, one truth that is clear from this verse.
那从这段经文有一个非常明显的一个事实就是，
Although my circumstances are painful,
虽然我的处境是非常痛苦，
yet God is faithful.
但是神仍旧是信实的。
Although my circumstances are painful,
虽然我的处境是非常痛苦。
Yet God is faithful. Amen.
但是神是信实的。
Because God shows His power in my pain.
因为神在我的痛苦里展现了他的力量。
God shows power in my pain.
神在我的痛苦里展现了他的大能。
Say that to someone next to you.God shows power in my pain.
我们和相互说，神在我的痛苦里显示了大能。
You see, there is an amazing power and life that comes to us because we have the gospel.
有没有看到，因为我们有这个福音，我们就有这个奇妙的力量和生命来到我们。
And this amazing power and life that is in us is greater than my pain.
这个在我们里面的这个奇妙的力量和生命远远大于我的痛苦。
And I believe that God is always telling me,
我相信神一直在告诉我，
My child, you can't get through this on your own.
神对我说，我的孩子，你不可能自己一个人度过这个难关。
You cannot get through this on your own.
你不可能自己一个人度过这个难关。
It's my grace that is sufficient for you.
我的恩典足够你使用。
It's my power that is made perfect in what? Weakness.
我的大能使你的软弱，在你的软弱里面完全了。
And I wonder if God needs to say that to some of us this morning.
我好奇是不是神对我们当中有些人也需要这样说。
You can't get through this on your own.
你不可能靠自己度过这个难关。
You are so strong.
你是很强壮。
But when you operate on your own power,
但是如果你是仅仅依靠自己的力量，
and in your own wisdom,
依靠自己的智慧，
You will only see your own results.
那你看到的仅仅是自己的结果。
And you won't experience me.
你不会经历我。
And it won't be as amazing as my plans for you.
那就不会你的就是你的计划就不会像我对你的计划那样奇妙。
If you are always so strong.
如果你是如此的强壮。
If you always believe you have an answer.
如果你相信，你一直相信你自己有答案，
you won't experience my power,
你就不可能经历到我的大能。
That is only made perfect in weakness.
我的大能在你的软弱里成完全了。
So God was asking me,
所以神在问我，
Have you been able to tell the difference between my power?And your power.
那神就在问我，我知不知道神的大能和我自己的力量，神的力量和我自己力量之间的区别呢？
Have you been able to tell the difference between God's power and your strength?
那你知不知道神的力量 和你自己的力量的区别。
This is a question all of us need to be able to answer.
那这个问题呢，我们大家都需要能够会回答。
Have you experienced the difference?
你有没有经历过这个不同？
This is the amazing power that God wants you to experience in your life.
这就是神所希望在你的生命中你能够经历到的奇妙的大能。
Look, he says, when you are afflicted in every way,
神在这里说，如当你四面受敌的时候，
He will not let you be crushed.
他不会让你困住。
That's his promise.
这就是他的应许。
And it's from his power.
这是从他的力量而来的。
When you are perplexed,
当你心里作难的时候，
you will not be driven to despair.
你不会失望。
Sometimes you have no idea why a hardship is happening in your life.
有时候你并不知道为什么困难在你的生命中会发生呢？
I know you wonder, like, why me?
我知道你就在想为什么是我呢？
Everyone wonders, why God? Why is this happening to me?
每个人呢都在问神，就是为什么呢？为什么是我呢？
So it's okay to be perplexed.
那如果你如果 你困惑的话，没有问题。
But not driven to despair.
但是呢，你不能够失望。
That's his promise.
这是他的应许。
And it comes from his power.
这是来自他的大能的。
There is an amazing power that God wants you to experience in your life.
神希望在你的生命里能够经历到他奇妙的大能。
And he wants to do this to show people something.
他想通过这些事情呢，能够展现给大家看。
That this power is not from you.
让大家看到这个力量不是来自于。
That this power is from God.
这个力量是来自于神。
Romans 8:11 says.
罗马书八章十一节说
The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead now lives in you.
罗马书八章十一节说，叫耶稣从死里复活的圣灵住在你们心里。
I've said this before.
我以前也说过。
Jesus did not raise himself from the dead.
耶稣没有使他自己从死里复活。
Scripture says it's the power of the Holy Spirit.
经文上说是圣灵的大能使耶稣复活。
The Spirit's power raised Jesus from the dead.
是圣灵的大能使耶稣死里复活。
And Scripture says,
经文说
that power lives in you.
经文上说，这个大能就住在你们里面。
So have you been able to tell the difference?
那这样是不是你能不能够告诉我这个区别呢？
Because some of us, we believe that we are so strong.
因为我知道我们当中有些人相信我们自己是非常的强壮。
We've always been able to find an answer.
你可以自己找到答案。
We've always been able to truck through life.
我们可以自己主宰我们的生命。
And God says, "Hey, my child, do you not get it?"
那神就跟我们说，嗨，我的孩子，你难
道不明白吗？ My power is only made perfect when you are at the bottom in your weakness.
神就跟我们说，你难道不明白吗？当你在最低谷的时候。那我的大能就完全了。
And people cannot see me as evident in your life until you are in pain.
如果你不在痛苦当中的话，其他的人就看不到我的大能。
God wants to take your pain and use it for his purpose.
神也希望就是神希望承受你的痛苦为希望为他的并为他所用。
And it's for your good.
是为了你的好。
And it's for his glory.
也为了他的荣耀。
God wants you to experience his power in your weakness.
神希望在你的软弱中能够经历到他的大能。
And it's most often revealed in suffering.
在痛苦当中，这个大能是常常是常常能够被展现出来。
You see, when you place your hope in Jesus,
你看有没有看到，当你把你的希望盼望放在耶稣
上面，you never suffer in vain.
那你就那你就永远也不会白白的受苦。
Never.
你绝对不会。
No matter what you face,
不管你面临什么，
you can hold on to this promise.
你可以永远的紧抓这个应许。
That you do not suffer in vain.
你不会白白受苦。
It's in your suffering.
在你的受，在你的
痛苦。That God wants to show to the people around you that His power,
在你的苦难,
and the life of Jesus is evident in you.
在你的苦难里面，神能够把他的大能显示给你周围的人看。那耶稣，也把耶稣显示给大家看。
He's going to take your pain and use it for His purposes.
他要承受你的痛苦，并为他所用。
Let's move on to 2 Corinthians 4, verse 11.
我们来看哥林多后书四章十一节。
For we who live are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our mortal flesh.
十一节说，因为我们这活着的人是常为耶稣被交于死地，使耶稣的生在我们这必死的身上显明出来。
I'm going to read to you directly from my own journal that one morning.
那我要看，我要让大，我要给大家读一读啊，我那天早上写的日记。
Okay. Oh, does this ring so true for me this morning?
我那天早上写的，今天早上这一切听起来是如此的真实。
This terminal disease is placing me at the precipice of death any moment.
那这个绝症呢，把我放在死亡的悬崖上。
This doesn't mean that I will die of cancer.
这并不一定指说我一定会死于癌症。
In fact, God may have already healed me.
或许就是神已经医治了我。
But no one knows the hour or reason of how they will die.
没有人知道我们什么时候死。
I am just so deeply reminded this morning of my death.
我今天早上呢，为我的就是为我的死亡呢，我深深的感觉到。
And yet your word says to me.
但是你的话语对我说。
We are always being given over to death. This is for Jesus' sake, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested or revealed or displayed or made evident in my flesh.
但是就像经文上说的，我们常常交于被交于死地，是为了耶稣，是为了耶稣，使耶稣的身，使耶稣的身在我们这必死的身上能够显明出来。
Right. And there's another version, the NLT, that I go to someone that says this.
那有另外一个版本是这样说的。
So that the life of Jesus will be evident in our dying bodies.
那另外一个版本是这样说的，为的是让他的生命能够清楚地显示在我们必死的身体里。
And I wrote, Lord God, you meant this to resonate deeply with me this morning.
那我然后我就写到，主啊神，你是指呢？你要让我对你要让我对这段经文呢，确实对让我呢产生了深刻的共鸣。
Somehow, God, your word has turned my mourning into dancing again. That's Psalm 30.
很奇妙的是，就是神的这些话语在同一个早上，让我的痛苦呢变成了欢喜。
Through this verse, you've lifted my sorrows.
通过这段经文，你解除了我的痛苦。
Because I'm finally understanding my closeness to death is for Jesus' sake.
因为我最终总算明白了，我的死是为了耶稣。
So that the life of Jesus may be seen in my dying body.
那通过我将死的身体，耶稣的生命能够被显示出来。
What a glorious purpose.
这是多么一个美好的用意。
Holy Spirit, you used your word to make me full this morning.
那圣灵啊，也通过通过他的话语呢，让我今天早上非常的满足。
So full that I don't even have the words to express to you.
那我今天早上感到如此的满足，我甚至没有话语能够来表达，向你表达。
I am so honored.
我感到如此的荣幸。
I am so humbled.
感到如此的谦卑。
And I'm so emboldened.
我感到如此的有勇气
that I am to participate in your purposes for my life.
我能够参与你对我生命的用意
I was so happy.
我非常的高兴
to know that as I begin to die.
我非常高兴的知道，当我将要死亡的时候
that in my dying body, I get to participate.With his purpose.
在我在用我的用我将死的身体，我可以参与神对我的生命的用意。
A lot of times,
很多时候
when I'm working on something,
当我在做一些事情的时候
I ask my son to join me.
我邀请我的儿子呢来帮我。
And he's such a good son.
他是一个很好的孩子。
It doesn't matter how dirty or how hard our work is.
不管这个工作有多难、多累、多脏。
He seems to love to do it with me.
他呢，非常的喜爱，和我一起做。
And it makes me remember when my dad asked me to join him in doing something that was hard or dirty. It was a chore of our house.
那这也提醒我呢，在我年轻的时候，我的父亲呢。请我帮他一起干活的时候
And it didn't matter how hard or dirty it was. I just loved doing it with my dad.
不管这个活是多脏多累，我就是非常的喜爱和我的父亲一起干。
And in this verse, I realized
那通过这个经文，我感觉到
that all of us are dying.
我们所有的人都在死。
And all of us face suffering.
我们所有的人都面临。
And all of us, eventually, our bodies are decaying.But that God has a purpose in that.
但是在这里面，神有他的美好。
He's asking you, do you want to participate in what I'm doing?
那神就在问我，那你要不要来帮我一起？
Because I want people to see me in your hardship.
因为我要让其他的人在你的困难当中
看到我。Will you let people see me in your hardship?
你会不会让其他的人在你的困难里面看到我呢？
And I pray that you would have.The joy that that my son has.
那我也祷告，就是你有，就像我儿子一样，有这个喜乐。
To want to participate with his father.
在帮助他父亲的时候，有这样的喜乐。
The joy that I had to participate with my dad.
就像我帮我父亲干活的时候，我心里有喜乐。
That you would have the joy to join God in your suffering.To reveal Jesus to other people.
那同样在你参与神的事工上面，你作为神的孩子，你也有喜乐。
There's a Latin phrase.
这有一个拉丁的话语。
That says, "Memento mori."
那这个拉丁的字句呢，说 "Memento mori."
And it's a Latin phrase that means "Remember that you will die."
那这个意思呢，是指
"Remember that you will die."
记得你会死。
It's a reminder that no matter what we do,
这是对我们的一个提醒。不管我们做什么
，no matter how rich or poor you are,
不管你有多富裕或者多穷苦
，we are all equal.
我们都是一样的。
And that we will die.
我们都会死。
Are you going to remember that though?
你一定要记得。
Many of the great theologians,
那有很多神学家
，you will see these pictures painted of them.
你会想到这幅画面。
And on their desk, you will see a skull.
你会看到在他们的书桌上总是有一个头骷髅头
This morbid, dark thing.
这感觉好像是一种病态的一个现象
But it was actually a reminder for them, memento mori.
其实呢，对他们来说呢，是对他们的这种提醒，就是要让他们记得他们的死亡
To remember that you will die.
是记得他们会死
To...Remind them to think about death.
是提醒他们要思考死亡。
And the more that you think and reflect on your death in this fallen world,
那在这个堕落的世界上，如果你反复思考死亡，
you will actually be given the wisdom to know how to live.
那这样的话呢，你其实会有智慧去如何的就会有智慧如何的去活。
When I was young, I found a little skull in our house.
在我年轻的时候呢，在我家里我找到一个小小的这个头骷髅。
And if you're young and you're one of those, man, go on Amazon, buy a skull, put on your desk.
那如果你是那年轻的一个人。
Like Ryan probably do something like that.
如果你是一个年轻人，然后你去亚马逊上买一个那个头骷髅。
So that through this skull,
通过这个头骷髅。
God will speak to you.
神会与你讲话。
Through this skull, God will say, "Remember, you will die."
神就会跟你说，请记得你会死。
That your life is short.
你的生命很短暂。
So you got to know how to live.
所以你应该知道你要如何活。
And when you are suffering,
当你受痛苦的时候
，when you are in pain,
你你在正在经历痛苦的时候
，that I have a purpose for you.
我对你是有你是有用意的。
Later on in verse 16, he says, our outward man is decaying day by day.
那在后面第十六节，他也提到，就是我们的外在的身体呢，一天天的毁坏。
He says, though our outward man is decaying.
他在十六章说到，
you guys know this.
我们的外体虽然毁坏。
Yet inwardly, my inward person, my soul is being what? Renewed day by day.
但是我们的内心却一天新似一天。
In your suffering,
在你的痛苦里。
Inside, you can be renewed day by day.
在你的内心里能够一天新似一天。
That's the power of the Spirit in you.
这就是圣灵的力量在你里面。
So that you get to experience God.
这样你就能够经历到神
His power
他的力量
His renewal
他的更新
Every single day
每一天
And you need it every single day
你每一天都需要他
It's like manna to the Israelites
这就是那个对以色列人来说就像玛拿一样
You can't get renewal for tomorrow today
你今天不可能得到明天的玛拿
You cannot get the renewal of tomorrow for today
你不可能把明天的更新拿到今天来。
You have to get the renewal tomorrow for tomorrow.
你明天的更新需要明天去经历。
You have to go and meet with Jesus.
你一定要与神相遇。
So that in your suffering,
在这样你在你的痛苦里
you discover, I am so weak.
你就会发现我是如此的软弱。
I've been running on my own strength.
我是靠着自己的力量在奔跑。
I want to be renewed by you.
我希望能够得被你更新。
I want power of the Spirit.
我想要得到圣灵的力量。
And I want to experience that your power is different from mine.
我希望能够经历到你的力量和我的力量是不一样的。
And then others will begin to see.
那这样呢，其他人就可以在你身上看到。
Oh, I see Jesus in their life.
他们就会看到耶稣在你的身上。
Verse 15.
第十五节
For it is all for your sake, so that as grace extends to more and more people, it may increase thanksgiving to the glory of God.
第十五节说，凡事都是为你们，好叫恩惠因人多越发加增，感谢格外显多，以致荣耀归于神。
When I was reading this that one morning.
那天早上当我在读这段经文的时候
And I read verse 15 for many times before
我以前就是这个十五节我以前读了非常许多次
It seemed like I've never even read those words
那天早上我感觉到好像我以前从来没有读过这段经文
Because first he says For it is all for your sake
因为
Paul is writing For all of your sake
保罗写道：“凡事都是为了你们。”
And I wrote this, all of this hardship, and all of this living close to death, and the hardship, the challenges in ministry, our life and our ministry. I realize, it's all for others.
那我就那天早上我就写道， 所有的这一切挑战，我们 在生命里我们所面临的这些挑战，在事工里所面临的挑战，这所有的一切其实都是为了其他人。
When Paul was writing this,
当保罗写在这里写的时候，
and they were facing so much hardship in life,
他们当时在生命生活里生命里
and in their ministry,
面临着许多的困难。
In their ministry, they had all these challenges.
在他们的事工里也面临非常多的困难。
And he wrote, it's all for others.
他写到这都是为了他人。
That what he's doing is all for the sake of other people.
他所做的一切都是为了他人。
He's saying it's all for the good of others.
都是为了他人的好。
And I want to say to some of you this morning,
我希望呢能够对你们当中的一些人说，
When you are serving the Lord,
当你在服侍神的时候，
There are challenges.
有挑战。
And I know the hardships that you have in your life.
我也知道你在你生命里的困难。
And God knows.
神也知道。
God knows all the challenges that you face.
神也知道你所面临的一切挑战。
And God says,
神说，
I'm letting this happen to you.
我允许这一切发生。
Because it's all for the good of others.
是为了其他的人。
God knows your sacrifice.
神知道你的牺牲。
God knows how much you give. God knows that some people are so hard to work with.
神也知道有些人非常的同工与他们同工非常的困难。
And he says, everything that you are going through, I know.
但是神说，你所经历的一切我都知道。
And it's for the good of others.
这是为了他人。
And here's the reason.
这里就是为什么。
Here's the words that seem like I never saw them in scripture before.
那这些这段经文就好像我读了好几遍，但是从来没有读过一样。
So that as grace extends to more and more people, it may increase thanksgiving to the glory of God.
好叫恩惠因人多越发加增。感谢格外显多。
When we go through hardships,
当我们经历困难的时候，
When we offer our lives,
当我们把我们的生命献上的时候，
It is always for the good of others.
这就是通常是为他人。
The more people who experience grace,
有更多的人来经历神的恩典，
The greater the thanksgiving.
那就会有更多的感恩。
And the greater the glory to God.
那神的荣耀就会更加多。
Another life that is rescued by grace.
当有另外一个生命通过恩典被拯救的时候，
produces another life that is full of thanksgiving.
那当有一个充满感恩的生命被产生的时候，
it's another life that brings glory to God.
这就是另外一个生命。
And I wrote, I'm sorry I'm reading so much, but I wrote, this relit a fire that has been dampened in my heart.
那我呢继续就是这样写道，这重新点燃了我心中被浇灭的火。
I used to be so motivated to see more and more people given over to Christ.
我曾经看到越来越多的人归向主基督，主耶稣的时候，我是多么的兴奋。
I used to haveSo much passion to want to see more and more people be passionate for Jesus.
我曾经也是充满也是充满热情的，看着看到越来越多的人归向耶稣，也充满热情对耶稣。
As a pastor,
但是做牧师，做牧者做了这么多年
，That passion has been dampening down.
我感觉我的热情好像慢慢的被浇灭了。
Why does your word say more and more people?
为什么你的话语说越来越多的人？
It could easily have just said more people.
你可以说很简单的说更多的人。
God, why does it matter that your word says more and more people?
那神啊，为什么当你说越来越多的人，这有什么区别呢？
It used to burn so deeply in me to see the gospel moving go out from the doors of our church.
那曾经就是当我以往，当我看到就是福音从我们的教会的门传出去的时候，我是非常的有热情，非常的被感动。
I used to dream of seeing a greater gospel movement in our church and in our community.
我曾经也梦想着，就是我们的教会，我们的这个社区能够有一个很大的福音运动。
I'm not sure why this fire has been almost extinguished in my heart.
但是我不知道为什么这个烈火在我心中呢，好像快灭绝了。
What am I being so busy with?That this dream has nearly been extinguished.
我不知道我在我在每天不知道在忙什么，感觉这样这个火焰呢都快被浇灭了。
Maybe my eyes and my hands have been too focused on the lesser important things at the church.
或许我的眼睛我的手呢是把它放在了比较不重要的教会的事物上。
Maybe I've been trying to stay too balanced and play it safe here.
或许呢，我在试着要保持平衡，或者我要安全行事。
Resulting in a thinking that somehow numbers don't matter at all.
那就以至于我呢，以至于我认为呢，就是数字呢，并不重要。
We just do little things faithfully and focus on the small stuff.And never dream of making a greater gospel impact on more and more people.
我们呢可以仅做一些小事情，我们只要我们信心实实的做一些小事情，也不需要就是梦想着有一个大的福音的运动，能够带来越来越多的人。
Just be satisfied with baby steps and little movements in the right direction.
那我们呢只要。就是走一些小步，我们只要满足于此，然后呢，做一些小的小小的进步，只要我们方向对就行了。
Lord God, I am content to recognize that your work in our church could only begin with baby steps and little movements in the right direction.
那主啊，主啊神。我也认识到，就是我们教会的工作呢，是要始于那种始于小步，小小的移动，但是并且要跟着正确的方向走。
But God, I am not satisfied with only that.
但是主啊，我不仅仅满足于此。
Because with all my heart, I wrote.
我写道，因为我所有的内心。
I long to see your grace extending to more and more people to increase thanksgiving all to your glory.
我在我的内心里面，我渴望着你的恩典延伸到越来越多的人，你的感恩也能够因此而增加，以致荣耀所有的荣耀都归于你。
Help JJ and I pray.To lead your people.
帮助范长老和我祷告，来带领你的子民。
Maybe it's too private to read all of my journal.
或许呢，我读的这些这个我的日记呢，可能是比较关于我比较多的一些内心的想法隐私。
And maybe it's boring to you.
或者你会感觉有些无聊。
But brothers and sisters.
但是弟兄姐妹们。
Why does God say more and more people?
那为什么主要说越来越多的人？
The word could have easily said just to more people.
那他可以简单的说更多的人就行了。
The church is to be a ministry where God's grace extends to more and more people.
那神的教会就能够
It's multiplication.
深入到一个更加好的事工，当越来越多的人能够加入，神的教会就能够倍增。
Is that it?
Multiplication.
Yeah. So I knew it was a little bit of a risk to read from my journal.
我知道我给大家读我的日记呢，可能有一点，不适合，有点危险性。
But I hope that you saw the picture.
但是呢，我希望你能改，你能更，你能够看到我所展示的一个画面。
And in one morning, I found myself so deep in the storm.
在那天早上，我呢掉入了一个非常非常的深的黑谷当中。
And I think that the enemy wanted to crush me in the storm.
我觉得，敌人呢是要把我在这个暴风雨当中击垮。
But like the choir sang.
但是就像诗班所唱的。
The Spirit told me I need to go to God. I need to draw near to God.
那圣灵告诉我，我要与神亲近。
And in the song that we're about to sing, that when the oceans rise and the thunders roar, that morning I was able to soar with Him above the storm.
那我们即将要唱的一首诗歌呢，就说到当海浪汹涌。雷霆咆哮时，我能与神一起翱翔在风暴之上。
Father, we thank you this morning.
父神，我们感谢你。
I pray that, Lord, you are exalted.
我祷告你是被尊崇的。
That you would have reminded us the importance of running to you in our challenges.
在我们遇到挑战的时候，与你接近的重要性。
That we are unable to fix ourselves.
我们解决不了自己的问题。
But Lord, through the Spirit opening our eyes to your word, you're able to speak into our circumstances. You're able to speak into my life.
但是，当圣灵，打开我们的眼睛的时候，你的话语能够与我们，你的话语能够，能够让我们听到，帮助我们解决我们的处境。
I thank you for that.
我为此而感谢你。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.